My shirt, to my head. Now listen, buddy. You ain't seen Hoopin', that's all, until so you seen Alice and me. I said, ask anybody what Laverne and Valentine did to him in big time.
Say, for the love of Mike, will you quit cracking those peanuts?
Oh, what do you want me to do? Are you with the shells on or something?
I don't care what you do, but stop popping those things. It's driving me nuts.
Well, you think I'm eating monkey bait because I like it, you're wrong. These peanuts are old. They're terrible. I gotta eat something, don't I?
Well, get marshmallows or something quiet next time, will you?
Now listen, Mary Garden. Nothing that fills you up like peanuts, see? Eat a lot of peanuts and you drink a little water. You're just as full as if you'd eaten a five-course dinner.
Listen, I'm so full of peanuts I rattle when I walk. And I don't feel as if I had any five-course dinner in me either. I feel like a sack of marbles.
Yeah, you'll kind of dry out. I tried to lick a postage stamp yesterday, and I finally ended up pinning it on the envelope.
Who are you writing a letter to? Don't say you were paying your income tax.
Remember Joe Ellis, the song and dance man?
Remember him? I'm trying to forget him. His hoofing was all right, but his voice was so flat you could play pool on it. What were you writing to that old has-been for?
Well, that guy ain't even a has-been. He just thinks he was. Anyway, he owes me $10, and, well, I was writing to him to suggest he might be tenant. I don't suppose he will, but, you know, he's got three kids to support.
Three kids? All together?
No. One at a time. Have a peanut.
Well, if he has three kids, your chance of getting the $10 isn't so hot.
I know it. Only cost 2 cents to try, didn't it? And could we use $10? Could we use it?
Yeah, we could.
Gee, I'd commit murder for $10 right now.
You don't stop cracking those peanuts, I'm going to commit one for nothing.
But gee, I've got to eat, don't I? Am I going to get them out of the shells if I don't crack them?
Eat them whole, I don't care. So help me, Val. You've eaten a bushel of those snappers in the last half hour. There's peanut shells in the wash basin, under the pillow, in your pockets, and there's peanut shells in my shoes when I get up in the morning. As far as walking around this room in your bare feet anymore, you can't do it.
You should kick. Suppose there was clams.
All right. Go ahead. Keep on cracking them, and when you find me singing a duet with a cuckoo in a padded cell, I hope the peanut butter comes up in your neck and strangles you to death.
All right. I'll stop eating them. I never saw anybody could get so riled up about nothing at all the way you do. Getting a jitter from listening to a guy crack peanuts.
Well, if you'd crack them regularly, it wouldn't be so bad. But no, what do? You crack one, and then you wait, and then you crack another, and then you wait, and then you crack three in rapid succession. Worse than waiting for a guy to sneeze.
Okay, all right. All right, we'll eat bananas tomorrow.
Bananas and peanuts. I'm so sick of this monkey diet I could die.
Only one good thing about it. Neither of them's wrapped in cellophane.
That'd be the last straw, having to listen to that stuff.
Now listen, kid. It won't be long before we're eating fish eggs and patty de foie gras.
Is that what they serve in the poorhouse?
Poorhouse? Poorhouse nothing. We ain't headed for no poorhouse. We're headed for the palace.
Maybe we were headed that way, but we must have hit a detour.
Now, come on, baby, listen. This is your old man talking to you. There ain't going to be no time at all before we be in big time again. And the bulbs and the foots will be popping for us. And I ain't talking about the Franklin either. Listen, kid, keep the old upper lip stiff.
I've been keeping it stiff for so long that I've forgotten what my teeth look like. And what has it got us? Peanuts.
Oh, quit singing the blues, will you? We made Broadway once, didn't we? All right. We're as good as we was when we was on the big alley, ain't we? All right. What does that mean now? What does that mean?
You tell me.
It means we can do it again, don't it?
Does it?
Yeah, and don't you forget it. Well, I ain't saying this just because it's us, you understand. But we're the best pair of hoofers that ever raised dust on any boards. Hey, I've originated more dance steps than St. Vitus himself. Hey, kid, we got more than talent. We got genius.
So what are you trying to sell me anyway?
Listen, kid. What I'm trying to sell you is ourselves, see? When you're sold on yourself, you can sell yourself to the world.
Well, I'm a bargain right now.
Oh, darling, you're a bargain at any price. Baby, I love you so that once in a while I wake up in the middle of the night and I smell that nice sort of a smell your hair has. I look at it all tangled up in a moonbeam and, oh, gee, I love you so that I don't care if it does scatter all over the pillow and get in my mouth.
Are you, darling? Gee, Val, do you know something? I'm proud of you. Terribly proud.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, Val, there's something sort of noble about you.
Yeah, I guess there is.
I don't know, but nothing ever seems to lick you. Down you go for a couple of days, and then you're back again, just as confident, just as optimistic as before. You're one in a million, darling.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Oh, shut up, you fathead, and kiss me. You know, honey, I still think we ought to take that booking in Riley's nightclub that Eddie offered us.
Forget it. Now, listen, kid. We just kill our chance for big time, that's all.
Since we made Broadway, we can't afford to be seen working on dive. Listen, if you don't think that joint O'Reilly's is a dive, you just don't know. I'm telling you, that place is so tough. The cover charges for the sheet they cover you with if you get hit by one of the flying bottles.
Oh, it can't be that bad, Val. Eddie says it was kind of 10, 20, 30, but he said it was respectable enough.
Mm-hmm. And Eddie thinks any joint where you have to take off your hat's respectable.
Oh, Val, you're exaggerating. The place isn't first class, I know that. But it means coffee and cake.
Well, who wants to work for coffee and cake?
I do. And I do overtime for a ham sandwich right now, too.
Oh, stick it out just a little longer, baby. We'll land something. If we take that, that's going to kill all our chances for something big. I know.
All right, Val, you're the doctor. But to be perfectly frank, I'm hungry.
Hungry? Well, we got half a sack of peanuts left over here.
Ooh, I wouldn't eat another peanut if it was caviar.
All right.
What time is it?
Oh, about 11:15, I guess. The show will be out about now, won't it?
Yeah. We'd be in the dressing room taking off our makeup. And the stagehands would be pushing the flats around, and the girls would be yelling to their boyfriends, and... Oh, we needed the rest anyhow. What time is it?
Oh, about 11:30.
Well, look at your watch and make sure. It don't take much energy.
Yeah? I should walk 12 blocks and get Uncle out of bed to find out what time it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The family jewelry is in soak, isn't it? Well, let's hit the hay. Maybe I'll dream about a square meal.
Yeah, if you do, bring some home in the pillowcase, will you? You want to turn in?
Oh, I'm tired. Unhook this dress.
Okay. Turn around. There.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hurry up. Drop the other shoe so the guy downstairs don't have to wait and can go back to sleep.
Okay. Hey, we should get around to sewing the suspender button on one of these days.
Wear a belt.
I've been asking you to sew this button on for a month.
You know how to use a safety pin, don't you?
Hey, where's my pajamas?
Hanging up in the closet where you didn't hang them. Come on, come on. Turn out the light and come to bed.
Just a second, just a second.
Val, don't you dare bring those peanuts to bed.
Listen, I'll be careful with the shells, Alice. Honest, I will.
Put those peanuts down. If you think I'm going to sleep with them, too, you're wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Turn out the light and come to bed.
Okay. Gee. Pretty dark in here, ain't it?
Yeah, maybe turning out the light had something to do with it.
Oh! Oh,
my
toe!
Did you stub your toe?
Oh, no, the elevator ran over it. No place to leave a chair. Break your whole blooming foot. That light switch for the bed. Gee. Oh. Well, push over. What do you expect me to do, put you on the bedpost?
Well, it'd make more room. Did you put Pun out?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Val?
Well, if you think I'm lying, get up and put him out yourself.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Blue Eye.
Pleasant dream.
Yeah, I hope you dream of a porterhouse steak, too.
Oh, Val, I'm going to get up early in the morning and wash my stockings. I'll try not to wake you.
Well, try and have him out of the washbowl when I get up, will you, so I can shave? And it's for waking me. Don't worry, I'm a sound sleeper.
That's no lie. You can hear the sound for 3 blocks. Night, lover.
Night, darling. Like a little kid. What are those shoes? What are those blue and shoelace? Where did I put that hat? Oh, see that same chair. Good night, Blue Eyes.
The light. There. Why even his clothes are gone. Oh, Val, where did he go?